I'm Steve Norman reporting. United Nations International Red Cross and the Syrian Arab Red Crescent worked Monday to deliver humanitarian aid to Syria's besieged, rebel-held eastern Ghouta area, where government troops have in recent weeks pushed an intensified effort to oust the opposition. President Bashar al-Assad vows to keep up the push, with many seeking shelter to survive. This woman among them.
We're hungry. Our kids want milk. They want clothes. They want food. They're naked. We're consumed by dirt, mold, and destruction. We live worse than stray dogs. Please, everyone, for God's sake, have mercy on us, on the people of Ghouta.
At least 600 civilians have died in the last 15 days or so from the fighting between the government and the rebels. White House trade advisor Peter Navarro says President Trump is not planning to exempt any countries from his increase in tariffs on imported steel and aluminum.
The mission is to defend our steel and aluminum industries so that they survive. And as the president said clearly and correctly, we can't have a country without a steel and aluminum industry.
That is President Trump's trade advisor Peter Navarro. The new tariffs have drawn wide condemnation from lawmakers of both major U.S. political parties and from numerous other countries. South Africans have been told not to consume processed meat as the government identified the source of a deadly listeria outbreak. The meat known as polony will be recalled from stores. Listeriosis, an infection caused by bacteria, poses a high risk for newborns, the elderly, pregnant women as well. This is VOA News. Exit polls released as Italian polling stations close suggest no one party will command a parliamentary majority, but that populist parties scored major gains. The election was one of the most divisive in recent memory. This Naples voter said she did vote, but it was a perplexing experience.
I'm so confused. I go and I vote, but I really don't know which is the right vote for Italy.
And according to the polls, the anti-establishment five-star did well, especially in the South, where turnout was higher than expected. Center-left Democratic Party managed to stay above 20%, and former Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi's right-wing alliance will likely control the largest bloc in the lower house of parliament. Germany's Social Democrats have decisively backed another coalition with Chancellor Angela Merkel's conservatives, clearing the way for a new government in Europe's largest economy after months of political uncertainty. 63-year-old Merkel has been acting chancellor for more than 5 months since an inconclusive election. South Korean President Moon Jae-in sent a high-level special delegation to North Korea today to discuss ways in which relations can be improved and to ease tension on the peninsula. Tufts University Korea scholar Sun-Yun Lee tells VOA this is an unconventional delegation from Seoul.
The crucial personality here in the delegation is Seo Hoon, Mr. Seo, the head of the South Korean National Intelligence Service, because Mr. Seo has been deeply involved in two previous inter-Korean summit meetings in 2000 and 2007, respectively, and he is also charged, I fully believe, with the mission of trying to arrange for schedule another inter-Korean summit later this year.
Meantime, Pyongyang denounced forthcoming joint U.S.-South Korean military exercises and insisted it will not engage in any talks with Washington conditioned on giving up its nuclear program. The film The Shape of Water won Best Picture at the Academy Awards Sunday night in Hollywood. Best Actress went to Frances McDormand for the film Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri. Best Actor went to Gary Oldman, who played British Prime Minister Winston Churchill in The Darkest Hour. Jordan Peele won the Best Original Screenplay for the film Get Out. And the Chilean drama A Fantastic Woman won the Oscar for Best Foreign Language Film. Get more news at voanews.com. I'm Steve Norman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
It's VOA. 1-1-1.